Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
This moment right now is dedicated to just put me out of my misery. I am literally feeling like the worst dad on earth ever of all time.
Listen, I'm sure.
And I need you to give me examples of how you are worser.
Yeah.
So put me out of my suffering.
I was going to say that I'm sure there are worser stories.
Yes.
But just because we know how much Mouse means to you.
Yes.
And we know that Darren Moore, everything is like down to the T.
Yes.
We are so disappointed.
I know. And my suffering is painful, bro.
Hate.
Well, Darren, I think you might be happy to know that one tweet came in that
one.
Was possibly oh. On the same level as yours.
Good morning.
Libertine Sally. Now, Libertine Sally, I just want to say, does not say how old her daughter was when this happened, so let's hold our judgment back. But in my head, this child was like 3, right?
Okay.
Libertine Sally says, I asked my daughter to take scissors to her dad.
Wait, stop right there.
Wait.
What?
Yeah. So,
what, did you hand the scissors to her and say, quickly, run, take these to your father?
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
So I asked my daughter to take scissors to her dad. Didn't think anything of it. Then half an hour later, went to check up on them, only to find that my little one had chopped off her hair and was looking like the bride of Chucky. We had to cut her hair very short, and for a long time, people presumed she was a boy. Still blame myself for this. Hashtag, but it was funny though.
Hey,
so that's pretty rough.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better.
You're literally giving your child scissors, and then only half an hour later, going to look.
30 minutes later, you decide, huh, I wonder what's happening with my infant and those scissors.
Yeah, exactly. She had the blade in her mouth, you know. Casual.
Oh, Libertine Sally, thank you. You're worse.
You're worse. Good morning, Darren.
What's
Don't
up?
Listen to Spy.
Yeah.
And Carrie.
Yes.
The fact that you're feeling bad about that, about the fact that you left your child for an hour and a half, it makes you a good dad. That means you have a conscience.
Okay. Mm.
You're taking care of it just happens. You got busy and it slept your mind for an hour and a half. But you're a good dad.
I'm glad this woman's not a judge.
For an hour and a half, I forgot that I was a father.
No, but these things add up. It was first cornflakes or all brands for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, we spoke about that and it's okay.
We work in strikes here.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Yes.
But the mouse is also ours.
Oh my gosh.
No, sure.
It was cold last week.
Yes. She had a jacket.
And you're watching some stupid, I never thought I'd say this about any sport, but some stupid cricket game.
I'm also Sky.
I'm bummed at you, dude.
Strike three might have been the missing the ballet. But we do have someone on the line from Westfield this morning. Clarice.
Good morning, Clarice.
Morning.
Good morning.
Clarice. Very happy to have you on the line this morning. Tell us, how are you the worst dad ever? Or what had happened to you?
Firstly, I just want to say, Darren, you're not the worst parent ever.
Thank you.
So my mom just told me a story that when I was a newborn baby, she was planning on taking me to Pavilion. And she packed everything. She got me ready. She put me in the carrier. She went to the car and she packed everything in the car, closed the door, and off she went, leaving me inside. And then she only realized when she had gotten to Pavilion that she didn't have me with her. So she raced all the way home.
but you were, were you the firstborn?
Yes, I was the firstborn.
Yeah, so maybe she wasn't, it was just, all this was still new to her.
But still, it's a newborn baby.
Do you have trust issues now?
Yeah, seriously.
No.
Can you ever go to Pavilion?
Did you get over it?
No, I did. I only just got told now.
Oh, yeah, well, so your mom was hiding something big time.
Please tell your mom I said thank you very much. She single-handedly has made me feel like I'm not the worst parent that ever was.
She just thought she had the best baby. She's like, whole time in the car, doesn't make a sound. thanks, Clarice.
Clarice, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Love you, bye. Well, there you go. I feel much better now.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.